chalking up another wacky promotion idea on show number 83 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, everybody, take your seats. Welcome to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. It's the official podcast of the schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to email me, real easy, schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com, or you can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. Anything we'll be talking about today, you can find in our show notes. Those are over at schoolofpodcasting.net. Or if you'd like to start a podcast of your own or take your podcast to the next level, you can find our website at schoolofpodcasting.com. Let's start off the show with a little listener email, voicemail, you know what I mean. Let's listen to the listener, shall we? Here we go.
Hey, Dave Jackson, Chris Christensen from the Amateur Traveler Podcast, amateurtraveler.com. You are asking about show preparation and what kind of outline or whatever is used. I have two different kinds. A lot of shows that I do are interviews, and I have a standard set of questions that I ask that are obviously tailored depending on where it's a travel podcast, so depending on where the person has been and what kind of things I've learned about them ahead of time. And then often when I'm doing a personal trip, it's often just using the photos as an outline, the pictures that I took, because they'd be in chronological order already, and they would remind me of all the different things that I saw. Thanks, Lloyd. Talk to you later. Bye.
Very cool. Thank you, Chris. Always enjoy hearing how other people do it. You might pick up a tip or a trick or things like that. You can find him over at amateurtraveler.com. Here's our next voicemail.
Dave, it's Paul Clifford from Technobabble. That's located at technobabbleshow.com, TechnoBabbleShow.com. Just listening to an episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, and you repeated the phone number so many times, I just couldn't help but call. And that's what I'll be doing in my podcast when I relaunch here in just a couple of days after a long hiatus. So I just wanted to thank you for what you do and tell you to keep up the good work. And I will be mentioning my podcast number, 1-888-POD-ECHO, 1-888-763-3246. Wait, that wasn't yours, was it? Oh, well, whatever. Have a great day. Bye.
This is Tech, No Babble. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Head to technobabbleshow.com. That's TechnoBabbleShow.com every week for video, graphics, news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. Hope to see you there.
This is Chris Christensen from the Amateur Traveler Podcast. The Amateur Traveler Podcast sometimes sounds like this.
And we open up the room, and there's two people sleeping there. This is an elderly couple that is sleeping in the room that they had just given us.
Or sometimes it sounds like this.
He must die.
What?
Lui deve morire.
Why do I need to know this?
Lui deve morire.
Or occasionally even this.
Particularly the staff was laughing, and all of a sudden they admitted to me that they had gone out and found a very large elephant dropping, and they had covered it with icing and put that candle in there.
But never like this.
I had cornflakes for breakfast today. Tomorrow I'll have waffles.
Amateur Traveler Podcast. We're all about travel.
There you go. That's the two promos there from the two guys that sent it in, Paul and Chris. Hey, Paul, I just looked, and I don't know what anybody else thinks about this, so this is just my opinion. Because it seems like every time you introduce your podcast, you have to spell it. Number one, I would go out and register Technobabble, because I spelled it B-L-E, Babble, B-A-B-B-L-E. You might want to register that domain with it spelled wrong, and then redirect it to your thing. You might want to check into something like tnbpodcast.com. That way, you can just say, it's Technobabble Podcast. Check it out, tnbpodcast.com. Just to avoid having to, you know, go into a spelling thing. I know if you have any kind of podcast with a name in it, that can be misspelled very easily. I would definitely register both domains. You can actually, here we go, a little plug. You get your own domain name for $6.95 a year over at GoDaddy.com. Just use my musician's cooler code, which is, of course, cooler number 3 when you check out. So that would be something to check into. And thank you guys very much for writing in. And now I forget what Paul was talking about. Oh, the phone number thing. Yeah, you know, we mentioned that a couple weeks ago, that in sales, they say you have to, you know, ask for a sale 7 times before, depending on what book you read, but you have to ask numerous times. So I actually did this on one of my other podcasts. And what I did was I came up with a little quick little 10-second jingle to say the name. Let me show you this. This is for another podcast I do called The Musician's Cooler, but here's something I did. Hey, we haven't heard from you yet. Join the conversation. It's The Musician's Cooler, 888-563-3228, and don't forget to plug your website. Now, the other thing they say in sales in some cases, and this is a very niche cut, if you can pull off humor, that if you get people to laugh, they feel more comfortable and they're more likely to buy. So I made a few of these because obviously I might play a few of these depending on how your podcast is set up. And instead of playing that same jingle over and over and over, I tried some and I tried to make them a little more humorous. So here's one with me with my tongue in my cheek. Come on, man. Everybody's doing it. What are you, chicken? Join the conversation, man. Just try what one time. 888-563-3228. And don't forget to plug your website. Okay, and now the other thing I should probably point out, obviously we're not looking for our listeners to buy in all cases. We're looking for them to call. And keep in mind that the number one fear of humans is, you guessed it, speaking in public. So we're asking people to speak in public. So don't feel bad if they don't call in right away. But also realize I'm using more warm and fuzzy words. Instead of leave a voicemail, I'm saying join the conversation. You know, come on in, join us, be part of the group, right? And so it's a little bit of, you know, psychology. We're trying to get people to join the group. We're cool. You know, you're missing out. Join on in. And then, of course, you always want to throw in, if you want to, I did in my case, another reason for people to call in is, hey, don't forget to mention your website. So even if somebody's like, well, I don't know if I should call in or not, but hey, I might get some free exposure. And I've always told people, hey, if you call in and leave a message, I'll play your promo. You know, so Chris, Paul had his right on the front page. Chris had to go do a little digging to find his promo over at podcastpromos.com. I really wish somebody would put a search button on that website. But and what happened to Podcast Pickle? I can't wait to talk to Gary on Today in Podcasting. That's another show I do with Gary from Podcast Pickle. I do Rob Walsh from Podcast 411 and Paul Culligan from paulculligan.com. And Podcast Pickle apparently took out the links to the promos. I used to use that a lot to find promos. So Gary, bring that back. I like that feature. A lot of cool things going over at Podcast Pickle. Hey, let me talk to you a second about TryPersony.com. Here we go with the spelling. I just mentioned this. P-E-R-S-O-N-Y. TryPersony.com. We're talking about cost-effective web conferencing. No monthly fees, no conferencing server needed. And when your client shows up for your meeting, yeah, they don't even have to install any software. And not only saves you money on web meetings, you can webcast your voice to a large audience or use included free audio conferencing. For one-to-one or small group meetings, Persony has built-in support for Skype. How cool is that? Persony meetings can be recorded in Flash format and exported to MP3 for podcasting. Best of all, you can try Persony for free. Don't have a website to host your meetings? Persony also offers free hosting to get you started right away. No sign-up is needed. Now, why am I so passionate about Persony? Because I use it at theschoolpodcasting.com. And you should, too. If you're doing online meetings, check it out. TryPersony.com. Check it out today. Alrighty, moving on. I was reading a book on marketing for musicians, and I read a lot of sales books. I read a lot of different things about marketing. I'm always trying to, you know, to me it's relentless promotion for your podcast, and I found a new idea that I went, I don't know about this one. Number one, remember I talked about the getting bookmarks? I had some bookmarks made. That works great for college. Does not work well, at least in Akron, Ohio, for public libraries. Public libraries want you to show a tax-exempt sheet, and they wanted it there, and that makes sense because they don't. What if your podcast is slightly offensive? Somebody takes the bookmark home, and they go and you know listen to your podcast. Well, they might blame the library. So, in terms of just dropping off a bookmark and saying, "Hey, give these away," public libraries may not work. College bookstores could care less. So, just a little update on that, but. This particular book mentioned a way to market, and they said find out where your target listener is and use chalk on the sidewalk. And I went, well, it's free. B, if you get in trouble, it's pretty easy to clean. Just bring a bucket of water with you in case somebody goes, hey, what are you doing to my... I just don't know that that's the best, most professional... you know, step to put forward. Because to me, when I think chalk on the sidewalk, I think of a 4-year-old or a 7-year-old or something. You know what I mean? But there you go. You want some guerrilla marketing? You know, find out where you're, you know, go down to Walmart and just giant, you know, schoolofpodcasting.com right on the walkway of Walmart. Who knows? Maybe I'll try that, you know. And it's cheap. How much does chalk cost? I don't know. Again, I'm not sold on this idea, but it's interesting. You know, what the heck? It's worth a shot, right? Who knows? But here's a little podcasting promotion tip. Use at your own caution, expense, or however that goes. Let's do a last 5 and 5, shall we?
Okay, Dave. That's a tough one considering the short-term memory loss, but I would have to say Mac OS G, Corey Cooper, Palm OSC, my friend Ken at Apple News Now, and how many is that? let's see, two more. I think those are really the main ones. Oh, I can't forget the Project Studio Network with Big Al. You gotta like Big Al and the guys. And that's about all I can remember. I'm sure I've left several out, but those just come to the top of my head.
Where can we find your podcast?
And you can find Pod Squad, where we do equipment demos, basically things that would appeal to the podcaster building their project studio at www.podsqod.com. And if you ever forget the weird spelling, it's studio1aproductions.com.
Thank you, Mark. You're off the hot seat.
There you go. That, of course, Mark Jensen from PodSquad.com. Very cool podcast. A lot of product reviews. A lot of urging. Not urging. In fact, we've kind of played phone tag. Mark does a really great job of affiliate marketing without a hard sell. And, hey, I don't want to cheap you out. Since Mark only had 4, we've got to have a last 5 and 5. I just discovered a new podcast called Desperate Husbands. And it has nothing to do with the television show Desperate Housewives, but what it is, it's Charles, a guy from Texas, giving tips on how to be a better husband. And it involves things like an idea called Friday gifts, little itty-bitty gifts just to let your wife or significant other know that they're special and that you care about them. It's a pretty cool podcast, and you can find that over at DesperateHusbands.net. And hey, that is going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I want to thank you very much for tuning in. And of course, our phone number, you heard it before. So when I use one phone number for all my podcasts. It makes it easier for me. It's 888-563-3228. Keep in mind with that little tip, if you have a 5-minute podcast and 4 minutes of that is you telling people to call that number, it's going to be a really boring podcast. But if you can work it in different places as like a transition, it's kind of working. It worked on my last podcast, and it worked on Paul, so there you go. But thanks for tuning in. Again, our show notes, schoolpodcasting.net, our website, schoolpodcasting.com, and our email, schoolpodcasting@gmail.com. This is your host, Dave Jackson. Thank you very much, and until we meet again, class dismissed.